Cheringham. Episode 7. The Body in the Lake. Written by Matthew Costello and Neil Richards. Narrated by Neil Dudgeon.
Chapter 1. Gracious Hosts. Sarah turned off the main road and pulled up at the pillared gatehouse to Repton Hall. She looked up at the stone columns. On each stood a bronze stag. The tall wrought-iron gates that stood between them and protected the estate were closed, but as she prepared to get out and... do what? Ring a bell? Do places like this even have doorbells? They magically opened. She glanced up at the stuccoed entrance walls. Nestled discreetly beneath one of the stags, she spotted a camera. Somewhere within the estate, she realized, a security guard was watching her on a monitor. Clearly, her tatty old RAV4 had passed the test. And now she understood why Simon Repton's secretary had asked for her registration number. As she drove through the gates, past the tasteful steel sign, Repton Hall, Country House and Conference Centre, she remembered how, only a couple of years ago, there had been rumours that the Repton family, house and all, were heading for bankruptcy. This was quite the turnaround. From the looks of it, the long driveway had recently been relaid, and as she travelled along it towards the imposing Queen Anne mansion, which glowed in the afternoon sunshine, she could see they'd also spent a fortune on the gardens. The trees were shaped and pruned, the rolling meadows trim, fences freshly painted, and to one side of the house the famous ornamental lake sparkled. Last time she'd been here, to a rather sad agricultural show 2 summers ago, the lake had been stagnant and green. But now its waters were clear, and on the little island at its centre, the Georgian Folly, a classical temple, stood proud again. Sarah smiled to herself.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?